At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, Smile Squad? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, on my station, Professionally Silly, recorded here on Anchor, but available on several platforms. So today we are going to start talking about pet peeves. You know, the little or sometimes big things in life that annoy us. But first, did you know astronauts can't burp in space? I don't know, something about gravity and your gas is not being able to separate from the liquids or some shit. I don't know. I just learned about that today, so I wanted to share it. So, yeah, that was random, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm just really excited. Oh yeah, pour me a glass too. Yeah. Thank you. But yeah, this is exciting, so I'm just gonna go ahead and tell everybody about this. Get everybody's attention first. Guys, hi. So I want to thank everybody for being here. Okay, I have a very important announcement to make. This is actually the 50th podcast episode of Professionally Silly. So we've made it. I know. And the fact that the 50th episode, guys, is about pet peeves is random and hilarious. But thank you guys so much for listening. And let's see if we can make it to 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 1,000. Okay, and higher. I don't know why I keep counting up. But I'm really freaking excited about this. And I appreciate everybody who has supported this podcast and who has listened and shared and reviewed and called in. And I hope that you all continue to do so. All right. That being said, let's get back to these pesky pet peeves. Ooh, that's a good one. Pesky pet peeves. That might be the name of this podcast. Yeah. All right. Cool. I like that. Pet peeves. We've all got them. I know I do. And I won't lie. A lot of people do things that annoy me. I mean, I'm annoyed easily. I'm not going to lie. But I'm not always a dick. But let's go ahead and talk about a few of the pet peeves that bother us. And also, if you have a few pet peeves that I don't mention here today, feel free to call in and share them with me. 805-664-1828. Okay, so let's go ahead and start our complaining. or my complaining. I gotta be honest with you. I can just hear the internet exploding with this one. I feel like Twitter might explode. If I were anybody important enough to have a large following and I said this, I think I would be getting a lot of negative tweets. All right. So one of the things that annoys me is when people put their children on the phone to talk to me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like kids, but talking to kids on the phone who haven't even really learned how to form a complete sentence, it's annoying as fuck, because chances are I'm calling to talk to you anyway. You know, I don't want to talk to your 6-month-old baby. I'm just being honest. I know I can't be the only one who feels like this. You know, when this happens to you. Okay, I get it. It's cute, but it doesn't make it less annoying when I'm trying to call to tell you something. But let's go ahead and get back to these pet peeves. Okay, so let's go ahead and say this. First of all, okay, irregardless isn't a word, all right? Secondly, literally needs to be used correctly. Literally means it actually happened, you know, and the misuse of literally drives me figuratively crazy. There's a little wordplay for you guys. You have fun with that. I'm just, okay, like here's an example. Here's one. I'm so tired, I could literally sleep 100 years. None of that is fucking true.
I have to be honest with you. Sometimes I wish I could see your reactions when you hear that random cow sound in your ear. You're like, oh, pet peeves. Is this a fucking cow? Like, is that a cow? Anyways, pet peeve. That's what we're talking about. So another one that that gets to me is people who text and drive while I'm in the car with them. Okay. Now, why are you going to put my life at risk because you want to text LOL? I'm just asking. And the joke probably wasn't even that damn funny. I'm just saying. I do remember riding in an Uber, and my driver was having a text war with his girlfriend, which he was clearly losing. And I could tell by the way he was just hammering and jamming his thumbs into his phone so aggressively. Anyways, he told me what their problem was. And to be honest with you, I really wasn't listening. But I did nod my head in passive ignorant agreement. And I was praying not to lose my life all at the same time. Needless to say, I did not tip him. He did get 4 stars. I did give him 4 stars because he did manage to get me to my destination a lot earlier than I expected. But it was quite dangerous at the same time. So, you know, that's just how I feel about that. Colin, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about people texting and driving while you're in the car with them? How do you feel about that? I got another one for you guys. How about that moment when you ask someone a very simple question, a straightforward question even, and they spend 10 solid minutes rambling on about everything except the answer to your question? I fucking hate that shit. I'd be like, hey man, did you go to the gym this morning?
Well, I woke up this morning and I felt like Mercury was in retrograde. Then my neighbor has stole my newspaper. And did you know Trump has said something else stupid as hell? Speaking of stupid, did you hear what Tasha said about Gabby?
And I'm like, so did you go to the gym? Like, what the fuck? You know, I certainly hope that you guys are enjoying this episode of Pet Peeves. And also, like I said before, call in with your pet peeves if I don't mention them today, 805-664-1828. That way, literally, no matter when you call, if you're calling in about pet peeves, I'm putting it in the show. I don't care what I'm talking about that day. If it's a good pet peeve, I'm putting it in. You know, I'm probably putting it in if it's a bad one, too. Somebody out there feels it. But another pet peeve that annoys me is when I go to a bar and I start a tab. And a lot of places, when you start a tab, they need to hold your credit card, you know. And I always tell them, do not run my card until I see the check. And that seems fair to me. I want to see what I'm being charged for before you charge me. That's pretty fair, I feel like, right? But and I swear, literally every single time that I've asked that, and don't you worry, I'm using the word literally correctly. Every single time that I've asked them not to run my card before they actually show me the charges, they do it anyway. You know, and I used to be a server and a bartender for many years before I moved to Los Angeles, and even when I did move here. And I know and understand the job. But when my customers made requests like that, I listened. It's not that hard to show somebody their fucking check. Come on, people. I gotta help myself. There was a cow earlier. I thought, let's surprise them with a goat, you know? Another small pet peeve that many people can understand living in states where marijuana is legal, even if it's not legal where you live. There is nothing more annoying than smoking with someone that hands you a drenched, wet blunt because they don't know how to circulate the spit in their fucking mouths. I hate that shit. All right. That was just like a personal pet peeve that many, many 420 friendly people would understand. My next pet peeve that I don't like is people who litter. People who litter drive me insane as well. I have to admit, you know, and living in Los Angeles, the city, it already smells like a toilet. And assholes spray paint everything with their gang crap all over the place. Then there's more assholes who throw their garbage all over the streets. And then you realize there are even more assholes like that all over the world. So it's kind of like, is it really that hard to throw your garbage away? Like, would it kill you to keep, you know, to keep your trash in your car until you can dispose of it, or you know, Jesus. And don't get me started on the ocean and how much garbage is in there. Americans generate 10.5 million tons of plastic waste, you know, a year, but recycle only about 1 or 2% of it. And an estimated 14 billion pounds of trash, most of it is plastic. You know, and it's dumped in the world's oceans every year. It's just something to make you think, you know? So please, stop littering. Because if you don't, I mean, I can't fucking stop you, but damn, why do you want to destroy the earth? I'm just saying. Think about it. Sorry about that, y'all. Shit got real for a second. I really don't like litterers. Litterers. Is that right? Yeah. Another pet peeve of mine is when people see you doing something and they still ask you what you're doing. I don't like that. Like, that annoys me. I mean, I got a loaf of bread. Okay, I got some turkey, some cheese, some mustard, you know, I got some onions, tomatoes, you know what I'm saying? I got my ingredients to make a sandwich, right? And I'm standing there in front of that preparing to make a sandwich, and you walk up to me and like, hey, what you doing? My taxes, nigga, what you think? Like, come on, man, that drives me crazy. So the pet peeve of mine. You know, that I don't know why. I know I'm not the only one. You know, call in, share. Let us know what your pet peeves are, because I know you guys have some good ones. 805-664-1828. Telemarketers. let's not get started with them. Or those fuckers that call with automated voices talking about school loans and health insurance. And they actually clone phone numbers from real phone numbers, from real people's numbers. And that's happened to me several times. Once it was like 6 a.m. when my phone rang and I was confused and groggy and I answered it. Now it was, excuse me, and it was an automated voice telling me how I could fix my student loans. Now I was pissed because one, it was 6 a.m. Okay. And two, I don't have any student loans. I was lucky enough to have a scholarship all 4 years in college. Thank God. So I called the number back, ready to tell these fools off, you know, and to take me off their list. And an old lady answered the phone, confused as hell about why I was so upset. And then when I realized she really had no idea what I was talking about, I told her that they likely, cloned her phone number in order to get people to answer. Because no one answers calls from an unknown number or an 800 number. I know I fucking don't. Shit. That's some crazy stuff. There's just way too many things that annoy us, for me to list all of them. but I'll do you one more, and I'm sure many people can't stand it. So when I'm watching a streaming show and I want to come back and watch it again, and I can't because somebody else has taken it upon themselves to start watching the same show. And then when I come back to watch it, I got no idea where the hell I left off. Like, that pisses me. Oh my God, I can't stand that. So now I got to use my precious time to figure out which episode I left off at. It's a small pet peeve, but it still gets to me. I just want to take a moment and thank you guys for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform that you chose, because your Audible Boo Thang is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, CastBox, Pocket Podcast, Overcast, and Pocket Bean. Yes, a girl certainly does get around, doesn't she? And if you are already a member of the Smile Squad, I really appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to this station, thank you so much for joining me. You know, and if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe or favorite button, you know, so you can be notified when I post my my weekly episodes. You know, that would be awesome sauce, because I got more randomness and more professionally silliness to give to your lovely ears.
Amber Smiles Jones from the Professional Silly Station. What's up, Smile Squad? What's up, Amber? Listen, I, as a member of your Smile Squad, want to know what inspired you to become a podcaster or to get into our craft. Do you want a radio show? Do you have a DJ or a radio show that inspired you to get into this? What is it that exactly made an impact on you as far as radio shows, be it online or on the radio? Tell me your interest in what got into you or what made you think about doing this. Anything along those lines, shoot me a message. Let me know. I'm going to use it for a bit. I'm going to create some content later, friend. I love you. Bye.
Cliffy Mac, man, you know I love it when you call in, man, and thank you so much for doing so. And that's a fantastic question. Ever since I was in high school, people have been telling me that I have the perfect face for radio. Pause for laughter. No, I'm kidding. But they did tell me that I had the perfect voice for it. They thought I would sound good on the radio. And when I was in college, I did DJ. I was a karaoke DJ at a couple of bars. And it's one of the bars was called The Hideout. I did there for a while. And then I also did, you know, just DJing at, you know, at a few bars and clubs in downtown Savannah as well. And one of those was a bar in the and City Walk over there. So that was, you know, so I have some sort of, you know, experience. And I used to mix music on my computer, you know, back in the dizzy. I had Mixmeister, you know. But I gotta say, my inspirations for radio would be like Kid Craddock in the morning, you know, rest in peace, man, as well as, you know, The Burt Show in Atlanta. So those were the two morning shows that kind of got me inspired to get into doing podcasting, where I can actually talk about stuff as well. Not to mention the content of Audible, of having Audible content. It's really awesome having that, because not everybody can watch my YouTube videos. Not everybody can, you know, look at my Instagram all the time. A lot of people, they put in their headphones, listen to podcasts while they're working, or while they're working out, or while they're trying to ignore their badass kids or whatever. You know, so it's something that a lot of people can connect to. So thus, that is why I got into podcasting, and I love it. I really do. And I look forward to doing a lot more with you, other podcasters, and even my listeners. So yeah, this has been Amber Smiles Jones answering Cliffy Mac's awesome ass question. Make sure you guys check out his podcast, because homie is awesome. I don't know why I'm saying that, but you deserve it, bro. I want to go ahead and shout out Cliffy Mac once again. And that was a fantastic question that he asked. And if any of you have ever wanted to create your own podcast, you can. It is so easy. All you have to do is download the Anchor app and take it from there. You don't need any software. You don't need any equipment. All you need is your cell phone. It's perfect. It's easy. It's fantastic. Google it. YouTube it. Do it. And no, Anchor's not paying me. I just fucking love what they have, you know. And also, if you enjoy my podcast and you want to experience my professionally silliness on other platforms, please feel free to follow me on my other social medias. I've got Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope. And if you like to, you can find, I have clickable links in the description box of all of my videos on my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. So you can just go ahead and click away and you can follow me from there. Yay! And once again, thank you so much, guys, for listening to your Audible Boo thing here on my Professionally Silly station here on Anchor, where I take my silliness seriously. And also, I would love if you guys would give me a review on my podcast. I want to know what you guys think. Yeah, I love you guys. You know, I love you guys to go ahead and call in and share your opinions about the topics we discuss. Feel free to call in about any episode of the Professionally Silly podcast that you've heard. You know, or maybe you just want some advice, or maybe you just want to tell me the winning lotto numbers, or maybe you just want to tell me how much you love me. And, you know, I wouldn't mind either of those, actually. I got to be honest with you, that lottery thing sounds good. I got bills. Either way, be sure to call in 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere. And one of them is currently in office. That's for another podcast. Bye, guys. Take it easy.